One down, four to go. That's the mantra for playoff teams across the state. And here in the Thumb of Michigan, the Pirates are starting to find their zen. Harbor Beach plays host tonight for the district championship against the Bath Fighting Bees. Good evening and welcome to another broadcast presented by WLEW Sports. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, and alongside of me, as always, is a true professional. He even has a license to prove it. Please welcome Dave Hansen to the broadcast.
Thanks, Clark. I don't know what it is, but I just cannot get enough of this playoff atmosphere.
The field has been narrowed down to a sweet number of 16, and now we enter into the Division 7, Region 2, District 2 final. No matter where you turn, someone seems to be talking football, including the car wash this afternoon, and entire communities are transformed into epicenters of school spirit. So much is the case currently in Harbor Beach.
You can just feel the energy in the air. And now is the time when this Pirate football team performs their best.
Tonight, the Harbor Beach Pirates take on Bath High School. The Fighting Bees of Bath find themselves on the shores of Lake Huron by defeating a local Greater Thumb Conference opponent, the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, last week's WLEW Sports Game of the Week.
Yeah, a couple big names last week, starting with Terrence Dubes. He had 13 carries for 106 yards and found the end zone one time. Mauricio Diaz had 19 carries for 62 yards but had a costly fumble. Dustin Cady had 4 carries for an explosive 63 yards and a score, but also had a fumble.
It was 14-13. Lakers lead into halftime. But in the second half, Bath's fullback, number 45, Anthony Reindress, he took over, pounded through the green line, and gave Bath a 27-14 victory at the end of the night.
Yeah, and Reindress finished the night with 22 carries and 142 yards on the ground and one touchdown. On a side note, the quarterback, Moffitt, had 22 carries of his own for 82 yards and two scores, and he also threw for one as well.
The Lakers finished the season at 7-3 and taking their program in the right direction, having made the playoffs for the first time since 2009, and only one game back for the GTC West title. When we return on the WLW Sports Game of the Week, we will turn our attention to this week's playoff picture across the state of Michigan, including the game ahead of us, Bath and Harbor Beach. Keep it right here.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring invites you to stop in and check out the 2014 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 four-wheel drive LT Crew Cab. It boasts a maximum payload of more than a ton and trailering capacity up to 11,500 pounds. And with several models to choose from, you could lease a new 2014 Silverado for as little as zero down and $299 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. At More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring, get your new Silverado and find new roads.
With insurance, it's not about the cost. It's about its value. And at Farm Bureau Insurance, we truly are Michigan's insurance company. Hi, I'm Clark Ramsey. And when I insure someone's future, it's not what I want, but what you need. I want you to rest with ease at night, knowing that your life is safe, sound, and secure. Because when it comes down to it, it's not about me. It's about you. I want you to live in that dream home, finally take that vacation, or watch your son score the winning touchdown. And I can help. That's Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance.
Mom, I need a cell phone for Christmas this year.
Oh, really? And why is that? Let me guess. You know someone with a cell phone, right?
Well, duh, Mom, like everyone. All my friends have cell phones.
Everyone, huh? And if everyone went swimming in Lake Huron tomorrow, would you go too?
No, it's too cold.
Tell me, honey, who is everyone?
Well, there's Becky, Katie, Maggie, Jenny, Billy.
Don't worry, Mom. Thumb Cellular's starter plan is designed just for this occasion. When you add the starter plan to your existing Thumb Cellular account, your up-and-coming teenager will get unlimited calling to any other Thumb Cellular phone in the Thumb area. And unlimited texting nationwide. And right now, you can choose between two different phones for free. So this Christmas season, stop by any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky and ask about Thumb Cellular Starter Plan. Terms of service apply.
The iPhone 5S and iPhone 5C are now available at Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
your number one Harbor Beach Pirate fan, Auto Owners Insurance and Albert Insurance Agency of Harbor Beach and Port Hope is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call Albert Insurance Agency in Harbor Beach at 479-0143 or in Port Hope at 428-4113 for all your insurance needs.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for archery sales and service. Stay warm and dry in a handmade cedar blind in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight-in service is available. Find Moultrie game feeders, trail cameras by Moultrie and Cutaback, tree stands, binoculars, knives, and more. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS.
Tonight's WLAW Sports Game of the Week, Bath and Harbor Beach, is being brought to you by Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring, Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe, Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sebring, Sandusky, Carroll, and Frankenmuth, Moore Motors of Carroll, Clark Ramsey, Farm Bureau Insurance, Saginaw Valley State University, Kodak Radiator and Air Condition of Bad Axe, Ball Equipment of Sandusky and Richmond, B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb, Elber Insurance of Port Hope and Harbor Beach, and the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Sailor and internet phone services for this broadcast are provided by 4G LTE, the blazing speed of Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb. Clark Ramsey and Dave Hanson with your call tonight on air, and the making us look good behind the numbers is the Director of Sports Information, Doug Cole, and the Associate Director of Media Relations, Kayla Carson. Back in the studio pushing all the buttons, that is Jay Lake. And that is your WLAW Sports broadcast team for tonight. And Dave, last week we saw a few area teams play their final game of the 2013 campaign. The Lakers fell in a hard game against Bath, as we mentioned earlier, but things are looking up for the Green Machine and next year and in the near future.
Oh, I think that team will be almost as close to a lock as you'll get for making the playoffs next season with all the juniors they have coming back next year. I just don't see how, if they can keep the group together. All their playmakers, Dubes, Diaz, they're all coming back next year. Look for them in the playoffs in 2014.
Two other Greater Thumb Conference teams fell in round one of the postseason. Reese lost to powerhouse Montrose Hill McCloy 42-12, and Marlette lost to the Catholics of Saginaw, Novell 49, Marlette 27. Talk about a tough district in Division 6 there.
Oh, tough draws is an understatement there. Montrose and Novell are actually set to duke it out tonight, I believe. And you can bet the winner of that will definitely make a run in Division 6.
And in eight-player football, Deckerville fell to Peck 32-14, and Akron Fairgrove pulled the short straw against Owen Gage 51-12.
Yeah, and if you remember, Deckerville was the 2012 eight-man state champion. I'm sure they're a little disappointed to be eliminated this early in the playoffs, but they always have a good program. They're well-coached and surely be a team to look forward to seeing next year.
It doesn't matter whether you're a player, fan, parent, coach, or broadcaster. There's something about the postseason that just makes you breathe deep and take it all in. Dave, this is your second postseason with WLAW Sports. Does the nervous excitement come from not knowing where the playoff road ends, or is it just because sugar beet harvest is in full swing?
Well, Clark, for some of us, that would be both. For some of us, but for most of us, anything can happen in MHSAA playoff football, and I think that's where you get that nervous excitement. The window of opportunity can close at any second.
And we have our windows closed at the moment. It's a nice chilly evening out there, and we brought out the big guns. We got a heater right behind us. It's time to take a quick break on your